Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Dave Benton, sitting in for Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS. Dave, you raised a very good point during the break about the Cavaliers roster, and teams are put together. They're shaped in a certain pattern, this one obviously around LeBron James. You wonder what makes Dan Gilbert think that they can possibly win a title before the Miami Heat.
At least in the immediate future, this is a team that you look at it, and then you look at the players that will be available in free agency over the next couple of years. By LeBron James delaying the way he did, they really missed the boat on creating a team that could win in the immediate future. I mean, they got nobody. Antoine Jamison's their best player at this point. And I just don't see how you could even make the playoffs, let alone win a title, when you've got guys like Delonte West and Antoine Jamison as your go-to guys.
Yeah, and you know, this isn't the first time this has happened to the Cavaliers. They had another pretty good player who had a verbal agreement. Next thing they know, Carlos Boozer is in Utah. So, you know, they get nothing for these guys when they walk away. Of course, I don't know if they were going to do a sign and trade with LeBron James anyway, but in this case, you know, it's kind of tough to build your team around Mo Williams.
But the one thing I will say, because the way the NBA is going right now, which I'm not sure how well this is going to work in the future, it's grab two stars for max contract and then try and build with minimum contracts around that.
Right.
I'm not sure by doing this that Cleveland didn't accidentally help themselves, because they can build a true team, like the Detroit Pistons did a while ago, like the Chicago Bulls are doing right now. And I think that a team of five good players at this point has the potential to beat a team that's got two dominant players and then a bunch of very, very role players around them.
Well, that's a possibility. My point is this. They didn't have a first-round draft choice, so there's nobody new coming into the equation except maybe Manny Harris. And if they had five good players, they would have won the championship.
Well, no, and I'm not saying they've got it right now. I'm saying that now, because of the cap space they have and everything, they can start to build. It's going to take a couple years.
Yeah.
But I mean,
that's assuming free agents are still going to want to go there.
Yes, or that they draft well in the future.
Now, Cleveland is not the most magnetic city in the NBA. It's not going to be old.
But if Oklahoma City can keep
North
a guy
Beach.
Like Kevin Durant, there's no reason that a city like Cleveland can't create a core of guys, and then they see the potential of the future of that team and want to buy into it. Because I think that's what Kevin Durant did at Oklahoma City, is he looked at it and he said, okay, I'm buying into what this franchise is doing with the team and how they're building it, and I want to stick around for it. And I think if you can put a couple parts in there, I think you can convince people, hey, we have the cap space and the desire to make this a solid basketball team.
You mentioned Oklahoma City. I'm going to go way out on a limb here, okay, as I am prone to do. I think Oklahoma City has a great chance to win an NBA championship next year. And if Derek Fisher does not sign with the Lakers, I like Oklahoma City in the Western Conference, representing the Western Conference.
That's not that bold of a pick, though, because they play like a team. And even though Kevin Durant is their best player, they've got so many good role players around him that they can compete.
Russell Westbrook is a heck of a player.
He is. There's no doubt about it. And even when you got guys like Mo Pete and things like that, you can compete on the level with these teams. I look at the Miami Heat, and I'm not sure that they can click the way a team like the Boston Celtics did. I'm not sure if the role players are there.
We'll be right back. We'll be talking with new Central Michigan head football coach Dan Enos coming up next on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.